Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Our human nature means we sometimes make unfair assumptions about people based on how they dress or speak. Muhammad Khalifa, assistant professor of education at Michigan State University, discusses how school administrators treat students who express hip-hop culture.
Culturally responsive school leaders are starting to recognize and validate hip-hop student identities. By using aspects of leadership theory, culturally responsive schooling, and hip-hop studies, our research answers the following question: how can urban school leaders play a role in forging a space for hip-hop identity development in the schools they lead? Given the tensions and contestations in representations of hip-hop music, it also asks if they actually should forge a space for such identities. And finally, it asks, what are the characteristics of such leadership? This research recognizes the widely held premise and prior research findings that some student groups experience hostile school climates and feel marginalized and thus unwelcomed in school. Prior research finds that hip-hop students are a part of this trend. This work examines how young students negotiate, perform, reinvent, and reestablish themselves through hip-hop culture and, in particular, in hip-hop identity. This study suggests that hip-hop pedagogies and student identities as an acceptable identity in school, one that school administrators should learn to accommodate. Though the principal profiled in the study was somewhat removed from the hip-hop performative himself, he was able to create a safe space in which these student identities were able to comfortably and safely exist. The principal struck a balance between accepting student identity and behavior modification. He encouraged and sometimes prevented teachers from marginalizing and exhibiting exclusionary behaviors directed at Black and Latino hip-hop identifying students. The findings suggest that the principal was best positioned to promote an inclusive school culture, to develop community trust and relationships, and affirming school environments of hip-hop students, and this led to their success in school.
That was Muhammad Khalifa of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.